State regulators will vote later this month on rules allowing sports betting in Iowa, fulfilling a law passed this year by the legislature. If the guidelines are adopted by the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission, the first wagers could be made as soon as mid-August. Most of those rules cover casinos and companies like the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Sioux City that will contract sports betting technology. They explain how companies should apply for a license with the state and regulators' expectations for keeping information systems secure. The rules also tell casinos and racetracks to create designated areas for sports betting where people can register before placing bets in person or on mobile apps. People who want to gamble on sports will have to be 21 years old and within Iowa's borders, even if they're betting on their phone. Republican leaders in the Iowa legislature have denied Democrats' request to form a special committee on the state's medical marijuana program. Sioux City is one of the sites in Iowa with a medical marijuana dispensary. Republican House Speaker Linda Utmeyer of Clear Lake says there are existing avenues for discussion and public comment. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds vetoed a bipartisan bill that would have allowed for more potent medical marijuana products. She said she wants to work on the issue but doesn't support a study committee. Democrats also failed to get support to convene a special session to address medical marijuana. The Dickinson County Conservation Board will keep Okoboji's Brooks Golf Course operating as a golf course. The Conservation Board took possession of the course, pro shop, clubhouse, restaurant, and maintenance buildings in March using an anonymous $3 million donation to the Conservation Foundation of Dickinson County. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.